Поздрави от Орувил към всички хора с добра воля. Добре дошли в Орувил са всички, които се стремят към по-виш и по-истински живот и които жадуват за прогрес.
This was a surprise greeting in Bulgarian for Madame Bukova. Madame Bukova, Ambassador Baswati Mukherjee, Shri Parsuraman, Mr. Amit Khare, Mark, and all our friends who have come from the UNESCO office in Delhi and in Paris. It is with great joy that we welcome them in the midst of our community. The joy would have been greater if Dr. Karan Singh, the chairman of the foundation of Orville, and at the moment, the India's representative on the UNESCO's executive board had been with us too. It is especially symbolic that so soon after taking the high office of direction at UNESCO, Madame Bukova chooses to visit us in Orville. We are deeply appreciative of the fact that this is a visit she has chosen in so short a time. Between UNESCO and Orville, we share those ideals over a long period of time, over 4 decades, and our relationship has grown since then. In fact, one is almost tempted to say that Orville is the field of experimentation in which many of the ideals of UNESCO are worked out on the ground. It's also a sign of the urgency that we face in the world situation today, when we must hasten our steps towards creating a more luminous future for mankind. This is the kind of attempt that, in this diversity of an international community, we are engaged in. We are engaged in issues that concern us all and that are moving towards a holistic pattern of human existence. The forces that converge are of the frontier areas of scientific research, of technology, questions of education, of culture, issues of climate change, human relationships, and above all, a spiritual centering of our human condition. In fact, one can rightly say that the world is making itself anew under a very powerful spiritual impress. We are making this attempt in the midst of the diversity of our community, and our attempt is difficult, but it's full of joy and humor at the same time. And the issues that we are tackling and dealing with are, can you live without hierarchy? What is decision making as a consensus process? And is it possible to effect these without a shift in consciousness? This is the prime key question. How does one effect that shift in consciousness, not just as individuals, but as a collective? And having done that, in part, are we able to create new structures of life? Structures of generation of money, utilization of money, education, culture. It's a whole new world that is being attempting to be born. We are glad that we are able to move on this path. Our determination is there, though the difficulties are enormous. But beyond nationality, beyond cultures, beyond religions, there is a movement towards a spiritual centering of our entire basis of human life. And we hope that Madame Bukova's visit here, already in the few minutes we have spent with her, we have been touched by her deep inner sensitivity. And Adam Mukherjee, who has worked unstintingly for Orwell in the last 2 years, is with us. Mr. Parsuraman is an old friend. Mr. Amit Khare and Mark are part of the hosts. We hope that this moment of meeting will lead to more intense and closer collaboration in the future. Thank you for being present with us. May I ask Kripa, who is, I think, one of our favorite children who was born here, who would make a presentation of Orwell in the brief time that we have.
It's not going to be so brief, actually.
No?
I'm sorry. Inevitably, it's so difficult to make things brief when there's so much to say. So, on behalf of Orwell, in the presence of so many concerned Orwellians and friends of Orwell, I am very pleased to convey you a deep, warm welcome. So, I'll have to introduce myself to you, even though most of you here know me. I'm Kripa. I am an Orwellian by choice, by birth, by heart, and by soul. And I have a little bit of history with Bulgaria. Not personally, but indirectly through my sister. And my sister is not present here today, but Alok is. And both of them were invited in 1981 to represent Orwell Youth in Bulgaria. So I remember being young then, seeing my sister leaving to a faraway country and coming back. And since then, many times we've told each other lakonosh, to say goodnight. And since then also, I regularly say it to my children, because it has stayed since then. So this is a little touch that I added personally to the speech. So, the relationship between Orwell and UNESCO started in 1966, when the government of India, having welcomed the project on its soil, requested its UNESCO delegation to present to the General Assembly a resolution of support to the project, which it endorsed unanimously. Similar resolutions were presented and passed in 68, 70, and 84. In 2009, one more statement of support was passed by the Executive Committee. In 1988, India's Parliament passed the Orwell Foundation Act, 1988, by which it provided a unique status for Orwell. As per this act, the Orwell Foundation is an autonomous body operating under India's Ministry for Human Resources, Development, and the foundation has three authorities: a governing board, whose chairman is presently Dr. Karan Singh, who, as you know and as you said, has been recently appointed member of UNESCO's executive board and is represented here by Dr. Aster Patel. The Residence Assembly, which organizes the activities of Orwell. It is being assisted by a 7-member working committee who were all there to welcome you. The third one is an International Advisory Council appointed by the Government of India, which is represented here by one of its members, Mr. Mark Loix Gisi. Having you visiting us today in Orwell, even for a short time, is a joy and a sign full of meaning. Your presence here in Orwell is altogether a symbol, an achievement, and a promise for the future. A symbol first. A symbol of the conversion of vision and values of UNESCO and Orwell. A spirit of universality is present in the respective charters of UNESCO and of Orwell. The first is to promote universal vision in order to obtain social unity and stable peace. In the latter is to build a universal township where men and women from all countries will live in a progressive harmony above all creeds, all politics, all nationalities. The aim of Oroville is human unity. The preeminence of spirit in humans and society's life, as the Constitution of UNESCO states it, in Oroville, we aspire to undergo a change of consciousness in all our individual and collective human endeavors, and to live our daily lives with this awareness and to search for harmony. The quest for human unity, expressed through the diversity of cultures, guides similarly the efforts of UNESCO people as well as the residents of Oroville. The conviction in a never-ending education as a key for development in societies, we share this faith, whether working in your UNESCO Paris or New Delhi offices or on the red earth of Oroville settlements. In one word, the Oroville ground is the place for experimenting locally ideals and ideas that UNESCO fosters on a global and worldwide level. Oroville is a laboratory for the future, and UNESCO is proclaiming a better future for the world. Secondly, an achievement. For more than 40 years of cooperation between UNESCO and Oroville is indeed an outstanding achievement. There have been many actions, events, exhibitions, and projects which have marked our cooperation. Let us just quote some of the realizations born on the Oroville land, which embody UNESCO's ideals in the field of culture, education, and science. On culture, cultural diversity is one of UNESCO's major themes. Here in Oroville, Indians of all parts of India are present, mixing urban and rural origins. We deal with 45 different nationalities. Here you will hear speaking Hindi, Tamil, French, English, Kazakhstani, Italian, and Bulgarian. Wherever. Intercultural dialogue and rapprochement of cultures is our daily bread in all the dimensions of our life, during our meetings, in our work, in our schools. Human unity is our everyday creation and challenge. The international zone of Oroville, throughout its pavilions, is a place where each country is invited to express its genius, a welcoming interface with the world, where the search for unity in diversity will be expressed in various forms. The safeguarding of past and present heritage of outstanding universal value is a central dimension of UNESCO program. Today, we suggest you, Madame Bokova, to consider an innovative concept, the concept of world heritage of the future. In this unusual and daring exploration, Oroville is considering the possibility to apply for the tentative list of World Heritage as a living symbol of mankind aspiration for human unity. So, on education. A strong focus on education at a local level is indeed a personal aspiration of yours. In Oroville, following the mother's legacy, children are educated according to integral education principles, developing the body, the mind, and the soul. A full range of educational initiatives, both formal and informal education, all around Oroville and its bioregion, bring knowledge to women and girls, to village children, to farmers, to young adults, embracing all the diverse forms of what makes possible a sustainable development and life. In your priorities, we read that you aspire to a comprehensive strategy on education for the world, finding new partnerships. Here in Oroville, inspired by Sri Aurobindo and the Mother's vision, we are hosting students and volunteers attracted by the purpose of creating a new, a good, a true world. And this huge ambition needs partnerships and international contributions. Education for women and girls as a leverage for development is a field where Oroville rejoins UNESCO's efforts. We share the same faith in the role of women to make the earth peaceful, viable, harmonious, and sacred. Sorry to be so long, but there is so much going on here in Oroville. It has been a joy to read your program and see that we share the same aspirations. So I'm just going to go on a little bit. Sorry, but it's on sciences and technologies. In a brilliant formula, you have stated that sciences and technology should be used to serve humanity. The first pioneers to this land of Tamil Nadu discovered a barren plateau, promised to become a desert, amongst a poverty area. You have seen yourself how it looks today. Thanks to a tremendous work done by the Aurovillians and with the help of the local people around us. In all the aspects of natural resources, preservation, water management, aquifer recharge, restoration of the TDEF, tropical dry evergreen forest, which is the indigenous forest, protection of biodiversity, wastewater treatment, coastal development, Aurovillians have made a synthesis between the traditional know-how and the scientific applied research methods. Our Center for Scientific Research, connected to many NGOs, regional and national agencies, is currently handling a series of projects on renewable energies. The know-how born in Oroville communities is exported all around India and the world. Many residents of Oroville dealing with forestry, organic agriculture, environmental education is confronted here by the challenges and socioeconomic tensions of the whole world, is struggling to make here a sustainable township. In the depth of the Greenbelt, in our rustic workshops, creative ways of handling these issues are tested, making true the Charter's line, which says, making bridges between the researches of the past and of the future. These findings, we are ready to continue sharing them and even more with the world through your help. Lastly, your presence here is a promise, the promise of a new humanism which reconciles spirit and matter and incarnates the ideals into a concrete action. As UNESCO needs living examples of its grand objectives, Oroville needs UNESCO's recognition, protection and support, as well as networking power. Recognition has been granted thanks to 4 previous resolutions of General Conference, thanks to many executive board decisions, exhibitions, and celebrations. Protection is one of our major concerns for the coming 2 years, through the process of applying to UNESCO World Heritage. Your advice, as well as the support of your New Delhi offices, will be essential in this circumstance to help Oroville. support, and a close networking activity with UNESCO's specialists, member states, and partners is what we wish, what we hope, what we are working on to continue together this beautiful journey of bringing down the light of truth into the material world, into the realm of practicalities and tangible results. With these promises in our minds, with the trust of all your staff's presence here in Auroville today, with the memory of your smiling faces in our hearts, we Auroville residents will be encouraged to work in unity to make our dream become true, so that people of the world might say, not that there should be a place upon earth. There should be somewhere upon earth a place where all human beings of goodwill, but instead, there is a place upon earth. Auroville, the cradle of a future humanity. From this day on, may UNESCO and Auroville work closer hand in hand. Thank you.
May I request Mr. Ramaswamy, Secretary of the Auroville Foundation, to offer some literature to Madame Bukova and to Ambassador Mukherjee. Madame Bukova, we're all very keen to have you address a few words to us.
Dear Mrs. Patel, Ambassador Mukherjee, dear friends, I'm deeply moved by this welcome, so warm, so open, so hospitable. It's very difficult in such an audience to speak about values, about spirituality, about purposes, about where the world is going. I am extremely honored that some of my vision for the UNESCO that I had presented as a candidate, some of my ideas have been so well accepted by you here, who embody what UNESCO has been created for and what UNESCO aspires for, human unity. And with this human unity, of course, respect for the diversity, tolerance, reconciliation, aspiration for some human values, which are so important in this globalized world. I named the title of my vision for the future of UNESCO, UNESCO in the 21st century, New Humanism for a Globalized World, because I deeply believe that humanity cannot only run after profit and cannot rely only on economic gains, and that we need to accompany this development by some moral and human values. I'm deeply honored to be here among you and very deeply touched by your aspiration for to contribute also to UNESCO's activity. As you, of course, know very well, UNESCO was part of how Auroville was conceived some more than 40 years ago. And yesterday, when I visited Dr. Karang Singh, who sends his very special regards to all of you. I have a deep respect for him, for his intellectual power and his moral values. We continued the conversation that we started during the last session of the executive board. He's as a newly appointed representative of India to the executive board. And we spoke about why the world is having such a huge technological advances, economic and technological innovative advances, and at the same time it has so much intolerance and so much disrespect for each other. And I do believe that we all should be more engaged in this conversation, in this debate. I myself have launched the idea of having a high panel, UNESCO high panel, on peace and dialogue among cultures, which with which I will, with its convening, I will inaugurate the International Year of the Rapprochement of Cultures, which is 2010, and which is led by UNESCO within the United Nations family. I'm very, very happy that last year, it was the 40th anniversary of the establishment of Auroville, Dr. Karang Singh inaugurated a statue dedicated to Sri Aurobindo, and it's not far from my own office at the building of Miulis. I think it was a very good recognition on the part of UNESCO of the contribution, and I also do believe that I'm very grateful also to the Auroville Foundation, which made this visit possible, and which is also so much involved in the UNESCO search for new paradigms of human exchange and of peace and of respect among cultures and among peoples. Because I do believe that the globalization brought something new to all of us. Peace today cannot be defined as peace we used to aspire for some 20 or 30 years ago. I think that peace and humanism today is about respecting and helping the marginalized, and I do appreciate what you are doing also for the neighboring villages, and not only for the neighboring villages, but also through your contacts with NGOs and through with other associations worldwide. Peace today and humanism, in my mind, it also a reconciliation between man and nature. And we all know that with the climate change and everything that is happening around around us, we need to find a new balance and a new paradigm of how we treat nature. And I think also that you are a very good example of a new attitude towards nature. You spoke about education, and I do believe that also education should be education about peace, about sustainable development, about tolerance, and about rights of every human being. So everything that is happening in this globalized world leads us also to the idea that we cannot have a sustainable development if we don't also, if this development, sustainable development, is not accompanied by moral and ethical values of respect for each other and your so beautiful device of human unity. So I feel extremely honored and very touched by your hospitality, by what you have done. I know that it was a bare plateau here some 40 years ago. It's incredible what you have achieved, and of all your aspiration for more humanism in this world. And I do believe that you can contribute also to UNESCO's search for a new balance and for a new humanism in this 21st century. I do thank you once again for your warm, warm welcome. Thank you once again, and I do congratulate you for what you are doing. And I was really deeply touched. I was deeply touched by the welcome of Tatiana, a compatriot in Bulgarian, which I didn't expect. It was, I was on the verge of crying. It was really something very, very personal and very touchy. Thank you very much, Tatiana. Благодаря.
Thank you, Madame Bukova. It was a pleasure to hear you and exchange words of a common endeavor and effort. Ambassador Baswati Mukherjee has been of great help to Orwell in the occasion of the 40th anniversary that we had in 2008 in October, when many of us were there, and in setting up the statue of Shobindo more recently in UNESCO, which has happened. Would you say a few words to us, please?
Dear friends, I don't think one can say much after that very inspirational statement by our Director General. I just wanted to say that being here for me is like the fulfillment of a dream. I've always wanted to come here and to see for myself this great place. I have to tell all of you that in 08, when we organized this event on Oroville for the first time, and you also had a Nadaka group that performed in the room 1 in UNESCO to an audience of more than 1,000 people, the documentary film that was presented on UNESCO resulted in a lot of letters being written to me by member states saying, why don't you ask Oroville and the government of India to present it for recognition in the World Heritage List as the future heritage of humanity? And so I did indeed write that letter, and I am very moved and very pleased that this proposal is being taken forward, because when I saw that documentary film and I saw how this barren plateau, through a sustainable form of lifestyle and development, has been made what it is today, which I've seen, I cannot think of a better future heritage of humanity, and I congratulate all of you for that. Secondly, I wanted to say that, thank you very much. Secondly, I've been told that this is the first time that a Director General has honored India and Oroville by coming here. I have to tell all of you that when we were developing Madame Bukova's program and we conceived of this idea of bringing her here, though she has a very full program in Paris, and when I put this issue to her, she immediately agreed. And I told her that she would find in Oroville many, many ideas which are in consonance with her own vision of UNESCO in the 21st century, the new humanism, which she presented in her vision statement during her election campaign. And that to us, there was no other place which could better resonate with UNESCO's lofty constitution and its ideals than Oroville. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity of coming here and being with you. And I congratulate all of you for what you're doing. And I do hope that I will be around when Oroville will be inscribed, as it surely will be, on the World Heritage List. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador Mukherjee. We can now request Charlie to say a few words and to lead us into the gardens for a cup of tea.
So I think I get the best part to say thank you to all of our very special guests for the honor that has been shown to Oroville by this visit. Madame Bukova, it's been a real pleasure to host you. We hope it won't be the last time, sorry. Thank you for your words of inspiration, and thank everybody else for coming. We have tea, refreshments, but before we go there, we've prepared a small memento of Oroville, which actually has a lot of meaning. It's a copy of the Charter of Oroville.
Yes, here's that, Charlie.
Thank you, everybody. Please join us for refreshments outside.